Hello, everyone, and a good day to you. It's not so much of a good morning over here in California. Weather's nice, but I have a throbbing headache, so I took some Tylenol. Not the best for headaches, in my opinion, but some medicines get me really sick, so I have to watch out for that. Anyway, I'm here because I wanted to post my opinion on this forum post that was put up on AppleViz about a game called Papa Sangre. For those who didn't read it, this person was basically writing a poorly written letter to the developers of this game, you know, saying that you have not updated your blog, you've pulled this app from the App Store, and there are those of us that are faithfully committed to your work, but what's going on? Well, what she didn't realize was that, you know, there were updates going on, but they weren't being made on the blog. They were being made on their Twitter account and on their website. Okay, I can understand. Maybe she just didn't think to check. She could have posted, well, I haven't heard much about the development of this game. So does anybody know where I could find out more information? And then what we could have done was, you know, passed along some information to her, say, well, look at this, look at that, and that'll give you an idea. But that was not taken into consideration, and the letter was written with some grammatical errors, but that's not my biggest problem. My biggest problem is people don't seem to understand that despite this being an unwise move, which I myself would not sign the petition, I myself feel that it's very unnecessary, and that they're doing the work that they can to bring this game back. So I don't think that signing this petition is appropriate. I highly urge people not to, and that's my opinion. I'm sure she didn't mean to cause this big of an uproar.
New notification, but Twitter. Mentioned by the African Angel. At morning underscore song that game must have took a quite long time to make Harry. Ellipsis.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't think she was meaning to cause an uproar, but what really bothers me is the people that have, some people have handled it very, some people have been very mature about it. They've clearly stated they don't want to sign the petition, which is fine, but there are those who had called this forum poster an idiot. One poster even called them a blindie. There have been some people that, it's really, really, not appropriate to be doing that. The name calling is not going to solve the issue of somebody, and of course, I don't think AppleViz plans to take down the petition. I agreed to the retweet that somebody put up because it is unprofessional. Again, not only did she not check out her resources, but that's not, you know, entirely her fault. But she didn't check out the resources and did something that was kind of unwise. But she also needed to realize that before doing that, even if you didn't check your resources, you should ask. And asking is a lot better than causing an, you know. But also, what was very unprofessional about it was the name calling. People do not need to call names. And I think that makes the blind community as a whole look bad. It's not a perfect example. And calling names is not going to solve the problem. So people need to understand that. If you're going to sit here and call names, that really isn't going to solve the problem. It's just going to, you know, look bad on your account. So that's my thought on the matter. It's inappropriate social behavior.